New developments now in that bizarre custody battle involving a Florida couple arrested for kidnapping their two young boys from their grandparents and taking them on a boat to Cuba. Today, the couple is headed to court to face a judge for the first time, and ABC's Gio Benitez is on the case in Tampa.
This morning, Joshua and Sharon Haken sit in separate jail cells, secluded from other inmates, waiting for their first court appearance where they will face charges of kidnapping and child neglect. Their sons, the little boys at the center of what became an international custody battle, are now back at home with their grandparents after a five-day, 318-mile trip aboard this boat, the Salty Paw, which their parents purchased before heading from Tampa to Cuba last week Wednesday.
We were conducting searches both on land and sea.
Now police say the crucial tip that led them to the family in this Cuban marina came from the person who sold them that 25-foot boat.
It's just shocking.
Overnight, Sharon Haken's former boss spoke to ABC News, saying the woman he knew was a good mother who quit her job to spend more time with her sons.
She was a very normal, very mild-mannered, kind of laid-back person, dedicated to her kids and her family.
That's a far cry from the picture investigators now paint of Haken and her husband.
They're under the state custody. He's not supposed to be near them.
They say the couple tied up the boy's grandmother, who had legal custody, just 2 hours before taking off with the children. Police say the couple, who were both engineers, lost custody of their sons in June after they were found in a Louisiana hotel room with drugs and guns, allegedly telling police they were traveling across the country to, quote, take a journey to the Armageddon. The couple now faces life in prison. And that boat, well, it's still in Cuba. Cuban authorities reportedly found guns on board, including an assault-style rifle.